Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about the wisdom behind a man's ignorance of the span of his life and obviously the time of his death. This hadith is also a part of a very lengthier hadith, which is very famous as the hadith which Imam Sadiq alayhi salam narrated to his companion Al-Mufaddal. It's known as Tawheed Al-Mufaddal, in which the Imam, he recounts the various wisdoms behind certain things in creation. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Contemplate now, O Mufaddal, about the fact that man's lifespan has been concealed from his knowledge. For verily, if he was to know the span of his life, and if it were short, he would never take pleasure in living, while being always in anticipation of death and the time that he knows. In fact, he would be like someone whose wealth has perished or is close to perishing. So he feels a sense of poverty and terror at the thought of losing his wealth and a fear of poverty. The feeling which the man who knows that he is going to lose his life is much more intense. For the one whose wealth is diminishing still continues to hope that some of it will be replaced, enabling him to live off that. Whereas he who is certain of the loss of his life is taken over by despair. And if instead his lifespan was to be long, and he knew this, he would be certain of staying alive and would therefore become absorbed in vain pleasures and sins and would act to gratify his desires, intending to repent at the end of his life." Meaning he would think that, "Well, I have some time, you know, I can always repent at the end of my life. And if you retort by saying that right now, even though his lifespan is concealed from him and he is anticipating death, he still yields to vile sins and commits forbidden acts," we would then reply that the way this matter has been decreed is exactly how it is at the moment. And if man, in spite of that, meaning in spite of his ignorance of his death, does not desist from and shun sins, then that is because of his own heedless merriment and the hardness of his heart, and not because of a mistake in the divine planning. It's a very beautiful hadith, and it indicates and alludes to the fact that God Almighty has not disclosed the time of death for a person, so that that person will not become obstinate in sins. Rather, he will always be precautious, because he might not know when he would die, so he'd be precautious of sinning because of this. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the wisdom behind the concealment of a man's lifespan in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala
محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد